Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
They can never do it like I. When you see man pull up and slide, man step to the room with legends, Rio and Steve, you know it's a vibe. Check the podcast, what you wanna know? Don't ask me, go and ask Joe. If you're talking Premier League, he's on the front line and I gotta go. Oh. It's a vibe with five, vibe with five, and you already know what it is. It's a vibe with five, and you already know what it is. Vibe with five, and you already know what it is.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for this week's episode of Vibe with Five. Now, we're going to be doing court sittings later on because obviously there's been quite a lot that's been said by Rio Ferdinand last week, Phil Foden,
what camera am I looking at?
Saka.
Archie,
we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this.
Misquoted.
We're going to talk about this. Also, I want to say if you want to listen to the full version of this episode, Acast, the audio stuff's going really well.
Yeah,
isn't it, Rio?
It's flying. I love it. It's good, man.
Good stuff.
Stop moaning about it getting chopped up. If you want to listen to it while you're driving, go and get it on where you get your audio podcast.
Well said, Steve.
Well, also at the same time, you know, the engagement's been brilliant. People have supported us in the last couple of weeks, so it's going
good. We've got some banging interviews coming, guys. Seriously, yeah. So just stay tuned. We've had, obviously, Mr. Gill.
Yeah.
Ex-CEO of Man United, Jose Mourinho recently. We've got more coming, so...
Did you want in the jacuzzi?
What?
Did you want in the jacuzzi?
This is kind of mad talk. Where are we going with that?
So, yeah, jacuzzi. So we've got...
umbrella in it, in a jacuzzi somewhere.
We've got... We've got Arsenal players coming on soon as well.
Yeah. Current Arsenal players.
That'll be sick. Guess who it is?
Anyone any good?
I don't know.
What I'm saying, boy. So yeah,
he's got the jitters over there.
Let's get started, man.
Hoyland, the jokes are over. You can't joke about Hoyland.
I weren't joking about Hoyland.
You said he's a waste of money.
You've gone too far.
I've
never said that, Rio. Don't you say that once.
Never, ever said that.
One thing about Hoyland, I think all the fan bases have never said that he was like...
He's cooking right now.
Yeah. I think with him, the only thing was, it was just the lack of service. Now you can see...
Oh, it still is the lack of service.
Yeah, well, you can see by his stats, like... What's it? Last game, what? 3 shots, 2 goals. Like the guy is lethal, man. Obviously, the stats are showing. What did they say? He's the youngest player.
Youngest to get 6 in 6. Yeah. He's getting 77, by the way. He's got to score against Fulham.
Do you know what it is? It shows you that even at £75 million, the outlay on him, the huge interest, etc., even playing international football, that if you haven't got confidence, your confidence is lacking, your game can go to pot. And add to that, getting starved of any chances as well. So there was so much against him in that sense. And it just shows, and I think Erik ten Hag spoke really well about him after the game yesterday, saying this is the kid we signed. This is why we signed him, because of the strength of character.
You think he's relaxed?
The personality.
You think he's relaxed into his role?
Well, yeah, adjustment is important as well.
As soon as you get a couple of goals, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden there comes a bit of confidence. And I'm not just talking confidence to touch the ball and to take a shot. Confidence to also go to someone. Oh yeah, cross the ball, by the way. And by the way, he's playing with two wide people who are trying to get him on the ball a little bit more than what was before. And I think that's when Antony comes back into the team at some point. Give the ball, get your ball out of your feet and cross the ball.
Side eye.
Yeah, I think now, if he doesn't, Hoyland will be in a position where he'll go, hey, listen, I told you before the game, cross the ball, man. What's wrong with you?
Mm. I mean, Garnacho still had about 9 shots yesterday.
Yeah, but you got to remember that Garnacho has actually been threatening and he's played well and he scored goals. So it's exactly what Rio's saying.
But he's still having 2-3 times the number of shots that our striker is having.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but...
They've got to find the balance. But what it is, the chances are now falling to him and he's not scuffing. He's not uptight. Do you know what I mean? You can see he's relaxed. The ball come to him, the chest, what a goal. Do you know what I mean? But that speed of thought, the ability to do it, but also there's a bit of confidence in him to do that now.
He meant that, didn't he?
Yeah,
of course 100%. He did.
100%.
Yeah, no, of course he did.
And you know what? Luton's a hard place to go, man. I've been there probably 3 times this season with big games. I think I went there with Chelsea, Spurs. Tough games, all losing by one goal, really. Like difficult games.
Liverpool.
Yeah, tough, man. So
95th minute.
United, they made hard work of it in the end. But what I was pleased with Erik ten Hag, by the way, proactive decision making in game. Casemiro on a yellow, Maguire on a yellow, both looking shaky in terms of could get a red easy.
I don't know how Casemiro stayed on, to be honest with you.
Oh, don't be at it. Not every foul is another yellow, Joel.
Nah, but at the same time, we've got to call it what it is. It's not an agenda. He is lucky to be on the pitch. And I think that's one of the reasons why Ten Hag saw, you know what?
Yeah, not every foul is a yellow card.
Let's take him off.
Some fouls are just fouls.
I just thought it was sensible management.
It was. Sensible. It was. And to be fair, like obviously it's worked. Like Luton at home, can't really fault them, man.
Yeah.
And
they've been probably one of the most exciting places to go and watch football this year.
Rob Edwards weren't happy with you guys at the end, though. He goes, oh, because it's United. You know, it's only like 4 minutes additional play.
Yeah, we're just going to completely ignore the fact that in the home game it was 9 minutes when we were winning 1-0.
I like Rob as well.
Yeah.
Don't come with them comments.
We need to have a conversation here about Johnny Evans, because what is going on? Why is he just pulling 10 out of 10 games out?
Yeah, he came on and did a job, innit?
That's what I mean. That's why you bring him. The experienced, he's calm.
What's a signing?
He's just joined the WhatsApp group, by the way.
Oh, really?
He's just joined, yeah. Funny, man. It's nice.
Why wasn't he in the first place?
I don't know. I think he was just consumed by football. And he's currently playing. He's just one of those guys who's a little bit more like, got to be on the go.
Wait.
Have distractions.
Wait. Who's the admin for the group?
Me.
So before you probably thought, nah, you're not in it. And all of a sudden you put him in. What's happened.
It's just that people just, let so-and-so in. That's how it's just kind of just generated people coming in.
So who's in there now?
Berber's just come in and letting off smoke, bruv. He's on it. He's on it. He's gone from the quietest man in the change room, yeah?
Yeah.
He is like Patrice Evra now out there. Blowing people up. Sending pictures in there, lookalikes. Hammering people in terms of their ability. You were dead. You were rubbish. Like, you can't talk about certain aspects of the game. You was rubbish at that.
Wow.
On it. Like, he's on it. We got to get Berber on. He's on smoke. Yeah. If I could give you the transcript, some people wouldn't work again.
Yeah.
But certain people's careers would be like put to like dust because the way people just getting dismissed in this group. Ruthless.
Who's the, obviously you said he's different. Who's the funniest in the group chat?
There's a few. Who's funny?
Ando.
Ando's quite funny. Quinton Fortune's funny.
Oh, he's in it?
Yeah, Quinton Fortune hammers everyone, bruv. Like, he just puts emojis like or pictures of people, and like, there's certain aspects of people that we remember when we played that I can't go into because it's quite personal that get brought up regular. We got to get this WhatsApp group on one time. I think we got to get a few of them one time.
And we need to do Anderson because he's just off his nut.
He can't speak English, bro. If I plays you his voice notes, that's all that gets thrown back in again. He starts chatting, the man just throws his voice notes and goes, what are you saying, bro? Like, he calls people, like the way he says Shazy, I've got to play you. I'm going to have to find it next week and show you. But he says people's names and we're going, who's that?
But he's got Portuguese on, yeah?
A little bit. I can say
heard you
bit,
outside
to the way. Yeah, I can say a couple
Seriously?
Of words. But listen. He's English. He was here for 4, 5, 6 years. He don't even know how to say thank you.
Wow, that's mad. Absolute madness. So back to United for a sec in the league. You're on Tottenham's heels.
Hmm.
What now? What should we expect from Man United?
We're 3 points off Spurs, 5 points off Villa.
How many games are we on?
Got a lot of games left.
Yeah.
So.
But 13, 14 games.
So there's a lot of games, man. So and I.
So what are you trying to say?
I think Man United will finish fourth. I'm quite confident, if I'm honest. I just think that Villa can.
More injuries, though.
Yeah, if we can't get any more injuries, and that's the thing. But I don't think Villa can perform better than they did for the first half of the season.
Do you reckon they'll run out of steam?
I just think the squad depth.
Or do you reckon it's the pressure?
A bit of a mixture of everything: squad depth, pressure, expectations are different.
We start Spurs to play again, don't we?
Yeah.
I think we'll catch Villa just naturally.
Naturally, you know.
Look, United was awful before Christmas. There were some real, real low points where United couldn't buy a win. And then you've seen, honestly, Kobbie Mainoo sort of coming into the team and just sort of bringing a calmness in there. Højlund started scoring. You've started to see, okay, we got Martinez back for 5 seconds. We got Luke Shaw back for 5 seconds. But Varane's come back in.
Mm.
Deleuze really like leveled up his game. Onana's settled and looking pretty good again. Mm. Like, there's a few moving parts. Yes, we haven't got Martinez, which is a massive miss.
With the ball.
Yeah. But even defensively. Like, we was getting run off yesterday. I know Luke Shaw was injured. I don't actually know what the situation is there with him. But, like, they seem to be really, like, overloading down on Luke Shaw's side. And I think Martinez maybe communicates and deals with that just a little bit better than what was getting done yesterday. But, if Johnny Evans continues to play the level of game that he's playing, we're not looking to win the league from here, right? It's not realistic for us.
That's our job.
It's not realistic for you either. But what all we've got to do is outpoint Spurs and Villa. That's all we've got to do, yeah? Mm-hmm. Outpoint Spurs and Villa. And you've got, essentially, our goal difference is horrific. It's plus one at this stage of the season. So we can't be leveling up on points. So we need to get a 6-point lead and then we'll be all right. And I think, can we outpoint them 6 points over 13, 14 games? I think we can.
My biggest concern with my, and I thought it was a really good result considering the teams that have gone there and struggled to get points there, right, at Luton. But my only concern really, well, one of my concerns really from watching the game yesterday was how much, especially in the first half, they made it like a basketball match, up and down.
Against Luton.
Transition. Like, they need to start controlling games. Like, I was sitting there with one of my sons yesterday going, like, and he was going, Dad, how come Man United never control games or never have a spell in a game where it's just like, we've got the ball and you've got to chase us about the pitch? Like, all the top teams have moments in games where they go, come on, you come and get the ball. Can't get it. Bop, bop, bop. Man United, though, it's like every time we go forward, we have to create a worldy chance or have a shot or something outlandish or risk. Sometimes it's like, let's get up the pitch and let's play in their half for a little bit. We don't do that. It's mad. So I think you can't continue doing that and think you're going to improve if you're such a reckless team in that way. And you will get picked off against the best teams. You can do that against Luton and get away with it. You do it against Chelsea's, you do it against, and they're not even the best team right now, but you do it against someone like them, they'll hurt you. Man City will punish you, Liverpool will punish you, Arsenal will punish you. So they've got to find a way of getting some control. And you mentioned Kobbie Mainoo.
I was going to say, you mentioned him earlier on, you were having a talk with 360 Judge, who's in the background earlier on. Mm. He is it all right to say what you said? So the judge said he reckons that Kobbie Mainoo is a talent, but he's not as high of a talent as people are making him out to be, and that he is a beneficiary of coming out of the Manchester United Academy, meaning that he gets a lot of props because he's come out of a big academy. Is that correct? That's correct.
He's getting a lot of credit because he's doing things that 18-year-olds aren't meant to do. And we've said this half a dozen times on here now. Your 18-year-old that breaks into the team, you've got to think Wayne Rooney. They're crashing into people. They're going past people. They're sort of trying to grab a game by the scruff of the neck. They're trying to impact a game with that youthful exuberance. And it's those... the stuff Garnacho does, yeah? Mm. And it's bad decision-making sometimes, but you go, it's all right, he's a kid, he'll learn. You allow it with Garnacho. He's like, oh, he's still a teenager. You let him maybe not cross it when he should and go himself. He'll learn those things. You don't say that about Kobbie Mainoo. You go, wow. Like, his decision-making is genuinely ridiculous. The ball goes into him. He's lost it, what, twice this year, it feels like. Like, he doesn't make mistakes. Whoever taught him to play football, whoever imparted that football IQ into him needs studying, because like, I've never seen anything like this in a teenager. He's got 12 Premier League appearances and he's playing like he's got 1,800. Like, he's just playing with this sort of...
It's the calmness that stands out for me.
Mad.
It's the decision-making and calmness. Like, I don't think we should go overboard with him, but I think he's a very level-headed kid from what I hear, and I've spoken to him a couple of times. He seems very down-to-earth, surrounded by the right people. He's not going to be too high or too low. That good balance is what you need. But I just feel that when you see, like you say, young players come in a team, they're looking for a moment. He's not really looking for that. He's had one against Wolves, but he's not. That ain't what seems like stokes his fire. He's about being consistent through all levels of the game, and that's what I think will get him a good career. Now, we don't know what level he's going to get to career-wise, but right now he's doing stuff beyond his years, I think. That yesterday was a hustle-bustle, up-and-down game. He was the only one who looked like he was quite calm in the game. Every time he got it, made the right decision. Megged someone, passed it to a white shirt. Like, very, very composed. And that's why we're sitting there going, rah, that's mad. Would he stand out maybe in a team that plays possession football as much as he is now? It's the fact that Man United are so up and down and so frantic... And he's the only one in there putting his foot on the ball and going, oh, slow down, boys. Oh.
But we did play, and I know it's pre-season, it's not the same. But
Arsenal.
But we did play like that, and we did dominate the ball with him in midfield, yeah, and he was still looking so good.
But that was a pre-season game, though. Like, it's not,
I know, but that's the only evidence we've got, because since the Wolves game at the start of the season, United have just been transitional.
I was going to say, before we move on to the Dan Ashworth
Let's stay on Mainoo a sec. So me and Joe on the fan channel was having a chat about him, Mainoo, last night. We said... If he doesn't improve at all,
yeah,
he's still going to play every single week, isn't he? It's that, that's what's mad about him. He's like, he will still lock down a first choice place at United if he doesn't change.
But that's because you guys haven't been in that good. Like,
no,
it, because
you can buy midfielders that won't be as good as him. He's making Casemiro look below average.
But this is the argument you have for people, other players that get signed. Oh, but he's, my mate made the argument for Jadon Sancho. Yeah, but he came into a team that was struggling. But you just got to go into a team, any team, as a young kid and perform. Don't matter where you have to perform. That's it. It ain't, oh, they're not in a good vein of form. Young kids come in, Garnacho, perform. Mainoo, come in, perform. It doesn't matter if they're winning or not. It is, you'd like it to be in a more positive environment, like in Manchester City. It looks like it's much easier. But still, it's a different pressure coming into Manchester City. There's a certain level now. As a young kid, 17, 18-year-old, you have to be at that level or you've got to get off like Cole Palmer almost. Not that he wasn't that level, but he chose it because he weren't getting the opportunities because the level's so high. It's just different types of pressure, different asks coming into different types of squads.
And definitely different levels, for sure.
What does Mainoo need to add to his game? Just
be consistent. If you're just consistent at what level he's at the moment, that is a very good level right now. But what you normally get with young players, they come in and they start flying and all of a sudden people get to know them. What else have you got to your game, to your makeup, that can be another surprise element that people go, right, I didn't see that as well. Because what happens in your first season, yeah? People, you're a surprise
you're
element.
You're a
surprise package, yeah. Right? I want to see this. That's why Saka, you got to love him. That's why Foden, these guys ain't just flashing the pans that come in and have a good moment. These guys are showing it consistently. This is our level. And we're going like that. That's what Kobe Mainoo has to look at those types of guys and go, I don't want to be one that just comes in and goes, when I get worked out, what else have I got to bring? That's why you keep working on the training pitch. That's why you keep watching other players. What can I take out of his game and bring into mine that weren't there 18 months ago or 6 months ago? That's how you keep leveling up, because that's what the likes of Kevin De Bruyne has done. That's what the likes of the Cristiano Ronaldo's do. They're adding new bits to their game all the time.
So I want to add as well, there's been this debate. He should be going to the World Cup. Gareth Southgate, you need to take him. Now, to the Euros. Now, we've got, in that position, you've got the likes of Calvin Phillips, Jordan Henderson, right? There's a debate whether they should be going or not. But there's also one individual.
Is there a debate?
Well, there will be, innit?
Well, there will be when he picks them. But, yeah. Like, should there be a debate?
I think Henderson should go. I've got to be honest, because I think he brings more than just as a player. His presence. There's certain people that have got more. I know you're trying to ridicule you, but there's certain people, when you're in a dressing room, you need certain heads there who have experience, who know how to win, who know how to generate an environment that is conducive to winning. He knows how to do that. He's probably been a captain of a team that has won multiple trophies, yeah? There ain't too many going to be in that dressing room that know how to do that. As good as Harry Kane is, he don't know how to speak about winning a trophy in that dressing room.
As a leader. As it stands, it's not looking
as a leader. So we can say, oh, I don't think he's good enough. There's more than just football when it comes to winning things or winning tournaments. As well, as a mindset, as a mentality.
And for people looking at you like you're a winner as well. Like,
yeah, and in that changing room, they all respect him. Don't matter who they play for, how much money they're on, what they've won. Jordan Henderson will walk in that changing room with England and they'll all go, yeah, I respect this guy. Because he's done it.
What about those that
argue
that...
And he ain't left the mountain that far, by the way. He can still play.
No, he's an Ajax. So what about Curtis Jones, who's also a contender?
Yeah, there's contenders, but every tournament comes up. There's always going to be a few people. Should he go? Should he not? Who's on the flight? Who ain't? Like Curtis Jones will be one of them. Kobe Mainoo, if he continues performing like he does. Listen, I think you look at them. Yeah, Ward-Prowse. I think you've got to say, and from experience, you look down all over the years. Like, I went to a tournament because of my potential. I didn't go to the tournament to play. I went for experience and what it would do for me in the tournaments that are coming. Yeah, because they saw that I would be a player. Michael Owen was the same, but he got on the pitch
Foden
and performed.
Was the same as well.
Yeah.
2018.
Ronaldo, the Brazilian Ronaldo, went to a tournament.
Oh, yeah. 90,
didn't play, but
yeah,
say
yeah. 94.
Yeah, 94. So, like, there's players who you look at, and it's whether Gareth Southgate and his staff look at Kobe Mainoo and go, do you know what? He's our future pivot or whatever.
His contract's up in the summer, so why would he bother?
Well, then there's your answer then. He ain't thinking future, so Kobe Mainoo ain't going.
But I think he's a better footballer right now than what you would get out of Jordan Henderson on the pitch.
Yeah, but it's not just about, that's what I'm saying to you, in a tournament, it's not just about, and a team that wants to win, it's not just about what you can do football-wise, talent-wise. There's more to it. There needs to be that experience, the ability to talk, grab, push, shove, punch, like respect immediately before you kick a ball. With not everyone, but there has to be one or two of those in that squad. And Jordan Henderson is that guy for me.
Dan Ashworth to Man United. What's actually going on? Because it sounds like he's on gardening leave and they want, what, is it 10 mil? I've heard reports of 10 mil. I've heard reports of 20 mil. What's actually going
60?
On?
I mean, that was Martin Samuel getting giddy though. But
well, have we ever seen like a sporting director, technical director, whatever you want to say, have to be paid out of a contract before? It's unreal, isn't it?
The madness. So footballers' transfer fees come because of the value of the contract that's associated with them as a broad generalism. Executives are not on that sort of cash. Mm. So even if he was buying out his contract, which I'm imagining he's probably not even got like a...
It's because of the intel, like, isn't it? It's because of the intel.
The intel's huge, yeah. But the mad thing is, I said this in... I think I did a video on Christmas Day about him. If United want him and he goes and tells Newcastle, which is supposedly what's just happened, and they bosh him on gardening leave, yes, by rule of the law and this, that and the other, he ain't working for United, but are you telling me his WhatsApp don't work?
Mm.
He's got his feet up, he's got Netflix on, and he's on Footy Manager doing some scouting.
Mm.
Allegedly.
But you know, it's mad, right?
Yeah, allegedly. Definitely not doing
it. We should go back into the archives. I said that Man United should have got him time ago. Like, if I had my choice to take a sport, it would have been him.
Did you ever speak to him at Brighton?
Yeah, I did. I spoke to him at Brighton. I spoke to him. The people at Newcastle asked me my opinion, and I said I'd go and get him. And they went and got him. I think he's the best. He's so calm. He's so sure on what he's doing. He's so focused. He's so diligent. He knows the market. Not swayed. I don't think he gets bullied by NO agents and stuff like that. He knows the market value of players. He ain't getting told. So-and-so ain't getting told over there this player's worth 50, but for you it's 75. That ain't happening. We'll just move on to our other targets then.
I think that's the thing that Gary Neville was saying, isn't it? Even though you might end up paying the amount that you have to pay
he'll
for
save
him,
you money.
He's going to save you money in the long term.
And he'll help be part of a structure in the recruitment. I think the weakest part of Man United over the years has been the recruitment. And he will go a long way to improving that, I'm telling you.
Him, Jean-Claude Blanc seems like a good appointment. Yeah. Dave Brailsford, I believe, was in the changing room after the game yesterday, saying well done to the lads. You know, there's some talk of some others that are coming along. It looks like they're building a real serious sort of front office, doesn't it?
And it's an efficient way of doing things, which I've been impressed with. Like, Man United, it's like we've heard about people that are coming to the club 6 months before, and it's been like a soap opera for the 6 months until we get them. And then we get them last minute. And this has been like, people are just being named out of the blue and just coming, turning up. It ain't even been a week since Ashworth was announced. He's now on gardening leave, so he's coming. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm.
These guys is coming, and people are just, we're doing our work behind closed doors quickly. Again for once, and quickly and efficiently. So long may that continue.
By the way.
And we still don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah. How cool is gardening leave? Hey, don't come in.
You still get paid though, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you get paid. But you can't do nothing else. Just go and just chill in the pub or something.
Allegedly. Guys, you know what? There's not really much more to say today. Obviously, Arsenal
flying.
Yeah, that's normal news. Like you said, no one's really talking about
Saka and Odegaard are flying.
Yeah,
what's gonna happen, Jolly?
We're not third.
So much as usual. City are gonna win their game. Yeah. You're gonna finish third, and United after the worst season on record.
Can you hear it? It sounds like
I'm gonna finish fourth.
There's a lot of negative energy.
It is mad though. Yeah, you know that we have like a little bit of a running order. We have a little running order that goes on here. Yeah,
negative
for anyone at home. This is like a running order, and it shows you who puts a running order together. Arsenal are top of the running order.
Yeah, because we did that on, we played on Saturday, that's why.
But we spoke about Hoyland first.
Yeah, because
that's, just know, goes to show, isn't it,
like, well, that's because you didn't really, but
that's where the interest is,
you know.
City played Saturday.
City, did they play?
Yeah, they
drew 1-1. Yeah. I mean, Chelsea did us a favour. Simple.
Liverpool
guys, a
favour. I love that. Chelsea, 10th, 10 wins, 10 losses. Absolutely.
It's mad, isn't
Liverpool
it?
Are on fire, you know.
Yeah.
Got to say it.
And they are.
Salah came back like nothing.
By the way, why is that a penalty on Tony?
Yeah, I know.
Casemiro gets deported for that.
Tony giving Klopp a massive hug, like, take me now.
Really?
Did you see it?
See that, no?
Crazy stuff. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for watching. Don't forget, there's another part to the show where Rio is taken to court.
Misquoted.
For his allegations,
misquoted.
Mate, if you're found guilty, right, you have to be off social media for the rest of the season.
Just saying, I've been misquoted.
The absolute wheels coming off at Newcastle. The absolute wheels coming off at, mate, Tottenham have been like the best team ever, but meanwhile are crumbling.
Yeah, but like I said, it's all normal. Like, it's all normal. Up, down, nothing really different. The only thing consistent,
Newcastle, guys at the top. Newcastle are going to have to find a new sporting director. So that's a big, big ask.
Yeah. Mason Holgate, you'll be featuring on Thursday's Ads Gone after that challenge.
Yeah.
Red Mist.
And that's it, really.
Unbelievable challenge.
He doesn't believe it was a red, though, does he?
No, they're I think Mason might. I don't know. I've not spoke to him, but their captain came on TV after the game and said it wasn't a bad tackle. Well, I don't want to be misquoted, but he didn't agree with the decision.
He doesn't want to be misquoted all of a sudden.
Do you want to be a decision?
Wow.
I've been misquoted too often recently, by the way.
They were doing all right until then. And they lost 5-0.
Guys, make sure you like, share, comment, and subscribe, and we will be back soon. Peace.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.